Do you mind? We're playing through. Here's Froggy, Brian Golf, and Wacker.
Welcome to another edition of the Playing Through Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I am Froggy from Elvis Duran on the Morning Show, here with my good golfing buddy Brian Golf. Brian Wacker on an airplane to Genesis this week.
Why is he going to Genesis? And for anyone who doesn't know what Genesis is, because it's had 50 names in the past 20 years.
Right.
What is the Genesis?
It's the Riviera Country Club Golf Tournament. But what's most important is our boy T-Dub is playing.
He's back!
Another Tiger Woods week. But first, before we get into that, let's talk about the week that was golf. We had the AT&T Pro-Am.
Which is normally a pretty fun tournament, right? You got all the celebrities. I'm pretty into that.
Yeah.
You know, I still think one of my favorite tournaments from back in the day when Tiger, you know, we're talking T-Dub today.
Right.
So talk T-Dub. You got the T-Dub hat on.
That's right.
So we'll talk a little T-Dub. When he holed out and made that comeback from like six strokes back, whenever it was, like 99 or 2000, something like that. All I know is I've always loved the Pebble Beach Pro-Am, but this year, a little boring.
It was really a little boring. Ted Potter went on that crazy run on, exactly.
Who is Ted Potter?
He's the guy that won the golf tournament. He
no.
went on that crazy run on Saturday. He was 11 under at one point. And then he did finish bogey. And then yesterday started with a bogey, actually, on the final round playing with DJ. And I thought, oh, here we go. But then what happened? Boom, he turned it on. And he kind of ran away with it. It was very anticlimactic. He won by three strokes.
Right, and you look at who got second. And then who faltered, you know, who actually was in contention and then maybe fell back a little bit. The names were there. They just,
yeah.
Ted Potter, man.
Day, Johnson, Reavy, and Phil all tied for second place.
Honestly, I really wanted to see a big name win. I was playing golf during the tournament, so I wasn't watching. I was paying attention. I was leaderboard watching, if you will, on like the PGA Tour app.
Right.
And that's it. I didn't care. I was enjoying my round of golf. But as I saw the names, I was like, but nobody was doing anything.
Right,
so it was
boring,
even to watch. Sometimes you can watch a tournament, like just the scoreboard, the leaderboard.
And it's interesting.
It's exciting.
Because it's changing.
Yeah.
There was no changing yesterday.
And look, I love all golfers. I love good golf. But if I'm going to be honest, and I have no other way to be, I don't care about Ted Potter.
Yeah, I mean, but you know what, though? I tell you, it excites me a little bit to see a guy who, that was his second win. He hasn't won since the Greenbrier years ago.
Yeah.
To me, it still says there's some parity in our sport, and it still means that a guy can go out, put four good rounds together, and win. And let's be honest, he stood toe-to-toe with Dustin Johnson in the final group on Sunday, and he came out a winner. There's something to be said for that.
It's true, but didn't Dustin Johnson hit a shot like on the beach on a par three or something like that and make a double or a triple or something like that? They were talking about it. But from that point on, from what I was gathering,
right,
DJ wasn't in it.
He just wasn't DJ yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, he was just off a little bit.
Did he have Wayne Gretzky playing with him yesterday? Did they make the cut as a team? They had to have, because
I think I saw Wayne withdrew for some reason. I don't remember what it was, but Wayne was not with him. They were playing as a threesome yesterday, and they said that was causing a lot of standing around holdups.
Yeah.
And you know how that is. Nothing's worse than standing around on a golf course.
Not fun.
No.
Not fun. It's actually, especially when you're trying to gain momentum, right? You're trying to, like, go.
Right.
Even though it's golf and everything's one shot at a time, not quite like a basketball game where there's like constant momentum,
right,
or a football game.
But you still get in a rhythm, though.
You do. And when, you know, the play takes too long and you are sitting around, that's
right.
Not fun for anybody. And especially not fun to watch.
No.
And speaking of watching, I guess when Ted Potter was on 59 Watch, they didn't even show him.
No.
Which
they didn't,
I think it's awesome.
Which is really weird. Also, another good week for Jordan Spieth. He's had some rough time. I guess he said he had the flu.
Yeah.
And that had some effect on him not playing well. But Jordan Spieth did have a good week. Putted the ball much better than he's been putting recently.
Can I call you out?
Yeah.
You do not like Jordan Spieth.
I don't.
You are not a Jordan Spieth fan.
I'm just not a Jordan guy.
Okay. But I also, I love great golf.
Right.
I love history. Therefore, I respect Jordan Spieth. But I am so tired of all of the crap after every single shot. It never seems to be his fault.
That's why.
He's just constantly bitching, and honestly,
that's
I'm
why
over
I'm not
it.
A fan. That's exactly why. I don't like the way it's either, it was the wrong call of yardage, it was the wrong this, it was the wrong that, it was somebody in the crowd.
Listen,
I'm going to cut him some slack. I know the flu's going around.
Right.
I even wonder if that is a little bit of an excuse. I'm not saying it is. It just makes me wonder. That's why I'm not the biggest Jordan Spieth fan in the world. But with that being said, Tiger Woods has been known to make excuses and to do things as well. So
it's golf, right?
It's just golf. I get it. But it was good to see, because let's be honest, Jordan is good for the game.
Great. Yeah,
it was good to see Jordan have a good week. And I think we're going to see him again this week at the Genesis. I think he's in the field for the Genesis.
I think so. No, I'm just going back to like last year. I remember him playing last year, I believe.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming he's in. I haven't looked at the field for the Genesis this week because Tiger Woods is in it, and I don't feel like it matters. DJ will probably play again. He won it last year, right? Isn't he defending champion? I think he won. Maybe it was the year before, something along those lines. But DJ's pretty good at Riviera, but he was playing so good last year in the beginning of the year that if he's in the field, and it looks like he's obviously on form this year to start, you look for him to compete as well. What about Tiger Woods? Can we just kind of move on from Pebble Beach right now and say, oh, great week that was. Ted Potter, awesome playing. Good for you, buddy. But let's like talk about Tiger Woods' Genesis. Do you think Tiger Woods is back?
Well, here's what I'll say. Here's the field. Because we have to look at the field. The field's important because the field is going to set where the cut is.
Okay.
So this is a major, major event. I know it's not technically a major, but I'm going to read you some of the names here off the top. Dustin Johnson, Martin Kaymer, Rory McIlroy, Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, Jimmy Walker, Siwoo Kim, Adam Scott, Bubba Watson, Phil Mickelson, Xander Schauffele. Those guys are all in the field this week.
Yeah. Ricky Fowler's not playing Genesis, huh?
I do not see Ricky Fowler. Billy Horschel is in the field this week.
Ricky preparing for that Honda Classic the week after. That's what he's doing.
Yeah, Graham McDowell, Matt Kuchar. I mean, a lot of really good names in the field. I do not see Ricky Fowler, probably one of the biggest names that we don't see. Ches Reavy in the field. Paul Casey in the field. Lots of good players in the field. So
yeah, it's always a good tournament. You know, Riviera is obviously a legendary golf course. So it's going to be a great tournament, but will Tiger Woods compete in it? Because there was a moment where obviously he grinded to make the cut at Torrey.
Right.
There was a moment where he could have kind of climbed up the leaderboard and top 10'd himself or something along those lines.
He could have.
What'd he get? Like top 20 or top 25? I think it's 23.
23. Yeah, 23.
Yeah. So there you go. Tied for 23rd. Do you think, and we talked about it a little bit with Wacker when all three of us were on the phone wrapping up Torrey, do you think, now that we've had a couple weeks to let the excitement simmer down,
right?
Do you think he's going to make the cut? Do you think he's going to compete? Is it a top 20, top 15, top 10, or is he going to win?
He's not going to win. I'm going to say that. He's not going to win. I think a successful week this week is simply making the cut, and I'll explain why. I'm not cooled off any from where I was after Torrey. I'm still very happy with the way he's playing. I'm still very excited about what this year has to offer. But I go back and look at history, and history says he's played this tournament many times. He's never won this tournament. Even when he was playing at his best and he played this tournament, he didn't win. I don't know if the golf course doesn't set up proper to his eye, if it doesn't set up to his shot shape, whatever it is. So with that being said, at Torrey Pines, a golf course he's won at more than anybody else, a golf course that he's more comfortable at than most other places, he had to grind to make the cut on the number on Friday afternoon with a birdie on the last hole. So when you take what he had to do to make the cut at Torrey, and you take into account the way he drove the golf ball at Torrey, which was not good, if you remember, it was the least amount of fairways he's ever hit in an event he played all four rounds. I'm going to say that a cut is success this week at Genesis. And that's setting the bar very low. I know it's Tiger Woods. I'm still saying a cut is a success this weekend. What do you think?
You're very right. You're really close.
I'm really convincing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you're really close. You said all the right things. He's been playing this golf course since he was 10 or 12 or 14, whatever
you know
it is.
This is the first place he ever played a professional event.
Wasn't he 16, I think?
And he did not make the cut then.
Well, yeah, but he almost did, didn't he?
It was close. It was close.
Look, times have changed. All right, obviously, everybody's elevated their game. You know what? I'm going to just say Tiger is going to make the cut. I'm not going to just go against what you're saying for the sake of this conversation.
No.
I'm not going against you. I truly believe he's going to make the cut.
Okay,
I think
so it's 144-man field. You're saying so 70 and ties make the cut. So say 75 people make the cut. Yeah. Where does he finish?
You know what? I'm not going to give you a position, but I'm going to say he's going to shoot 5-under.
5-under is going to be his total.
I think he's going to go 5-under. I think he's going to sprinkle in, you know, an even par day with, a 68, 69, maybe get, you know, another even par day, maybe a, you know, one over round, and then maybe another 69 or something. Whatever. I don't know what par is at the Riv, but
I don't know.
I know that I just feel he's going to be under par. The cut there, it's probably going to be somewhere around even or one over, maybe minus one. I don't know. I believe it's a tougher track, depending on the conditions, because I feel like we've seen it where it's been extremely difficult because it's wet,
right,
and that makes the course longer. Obviously, it makes the rough really difficult. I think he's going to go under par. I know he's been grinding out at Medalist the past couple weeks since Torrey, which is exciting. He's been out there practicing daily. I've talked to a few people that have had him actually go through his, like, play through. They've had Tiger Woods play through them.
Really?
Him and I think Ricky's been out there. And right. Duffner's been in town as well. So I'm sure they were playing together the other day, which I think is funny for funny reasons. And, definitely, I think Tiger's ready. I think he's going to drive it better than he did by default.
That's like being the tallest guy at a midget convention. That's still not hitting it very well.
I'm just saying.
I mean,
look what he did at Torrey.
I mean, I love Tiger, but he drove it really bad.
Look what he did at Torrey and just hit 10 more fairways, and he's going to play that much better at Riv.
Right. All right, so let's look at last year's event. Last year, 17-under wins the golf tournament. That was DJ.
Yeah.
He won it at 17-under. The cut last year.
Playing out of his mind, though.
For sure.
He was playing out of his mind.
The cut last year was even. The cut last year was an even par.
Okay.
So if he can shoot even par for the first 2 days, like last year, he would make the cut. If he's able to get to that 5-under round that you're saying he should be able to get to, if possible, that would put him top 28.
Okay.
Which is
success.
Which is, to me, that's huge.
Yeah.
That's huge. On the golf course that he's not comfortable with. I'm sure he has been working. I don't know people. I haven't talked to anybody who's seen him since Torrey, but you've talked to people who have seen him since Torrey, and he has obviously been working on his game.
I think he's only getting better from here on out. Simple as that.
Right.
So I think Genesis is going to be a positive experience for him. You say he's not comfortable on the golf course. I say if there's one thing that he is, it's comfortable because he at least knows the golf course. The only time, in my opinion, as a golfer and even a competitive golfer at times, throughout my life, the only time I'm ever uncomfortable on a golf course is when I just don't know it. He knows it. I think he's going to do well. You're saying, if I say minus five is going to top 30, then there you go. I'm going to just say minus five, top 30.
Okay.
We'll just go off last year. And honestly, I think this year, for some reason, I don't know why, I think this year it's not going to go deep. I don't think it's going to go 17-under.
17's a big number.
Because I think DJ threw in like a 64 or something last year, if I remember. I just know the dude went ape shit on everybody.
He did. I mean, he really scored like crazy. Hold on, I'm going to look at his four rounds right now. I mean, he really went crazy last year and had really, really good rounds. Let's see. He shot, I'm used to this on my phone. I'm not used to it here. He shot a 71 on the last day. Here we go. He shot 66, 66, 64.
Here we go.
71.
Come on. Who does that?
Yeah.
Somebody, he was playing Tiger Woods golf, though.
Yeah.
You remember last year and this time, going into the Masters before the injury, he was playing Tiger Woods golf.
Yeah.
On video games.
Yeah. Wesley Bryan shot a 63 the day. He shot a 64.
Yeah.
He followed it up with a 72.
Low scores there.
Yeah. So, there were some low scores, which, so that could play in Tiger's favor.
Yeah, right.
And that maybe he'll be able to score low, or it could play against him where other guys are scoring low, and therefore it's going to force him to score low as well, too. So either way, also another Tiger issue is Tiger has until this Friday to declare for the Honda Classic and has not done so yet. I did see an article from Bob Herrig at ESPN, great guy. Bob says they're waiting to see how his body feels. But they can't wait until the Genesis is over. He's got to commit before the Genesis starts. So the quote that I read was, he's approaching this the same way he has been and is taking it 1 week at a time, said his agent Mark Steinberg. He's going to get after it this week, and then later in the week he'll make a decision. He does not know what he's going to do now. They're saying the Honda's in play, as well as, believe it or not, the Valspar in Tampa is also in play, and Bay Hill. So we still could see him possibly after this week at the Genesis. We could see him three more times before the Masters, and that's if he doesn't play the Shell Houston Open, which is always the week before the Masters. He generally doesn't play the week before the Masters.
I don't think he doesn't normally play a week before a major. That's kind of his prep time. Yeah, I think the Valspar would be really interesting, but another tough golf course. Like the Honda, the Genesis, the Honda, and Valspar are three really tough tracks.
But that's his MO. He's always done that. He's True. Always played at the really tough courses, and then the easy courses, he just doesn't he doesn't want to play. Which now, trying to make a comeback, you could almost make an argument where it would be a little better for him if he went to some of these easy tracks that were open, that would give him the opportunity to not. I mean, right now at Genesis, he's going to have to drive it on a string. I'm not sure that he's capable of doing that. I haven't seen him do it yet in this version of the comeback. I do believe this version of the comeback is different than the past couple that we've seen.
Right.
But this is the Honda is a hard golf course. You just played it yesterday.
Unbelievably hard. Don't hit it in the rough. It's unbelievably hard. It's not that it's just deep. I mean, you're searching for your ball, you know, because obviously you're going out there and you don't have marshals telling you where your ball is and putting markers down.
So he didn't have that problem.
Yeah. He will hit it in the rough. So he will have the next problem, which is just saucy lies, man. They're just thick and juicy. You hit the ball. Okay. So on the first few holes, I got away with it, and I was barely missing fairways. It was like 30-mile-an-hour winds, though, so it was hard to keep the ball in the fairway, which is normal for the Honda Classic for it to be really breezy
it
in that
blows,
sense.
Right.
So it literally blows,
Froggy. It blows.
So, but on one hole, I had a wedge in. It was number two, and the cover of the bunker was 105. Pin was in the back, so I had 105 to cover the bunker and then 140 to the pin.
Right.
I hit it like 110, and it rolled it rolled 20, 30 yards because of the rough. And
So you caught a flyer?
Made birdie. No, I caught a knuckleball.
Oh.
I mean, it just knuckles out of the rough because you don't get your golf club on it. It doesn't touch grooves.
No.
It's
just all grass.
It's really hard, man. It's going to be really interesting how they have that golf course set up. So Tiger Woods making things hard on himself, but I think also the fact that the Honda's in his backyard, takes him 20 minutes to get there, sleep in his own bed, do all the kind of prep and therapy he needs for his back. I think if we see him do Genesis, Honda, maybe Valspar and Bay Hill, that's perfect prep for the Masters.
I think most likely.
I said he's going to win the Masters, and I'm sticking to my guns.
You still think that?
Sticking to my guns.
I think we'll see him at the Honda. I do think he will commit later this week. I think we will see him at Bay Hill. Not sold on the Valspar. And I think, obviously, Genesis. But that's still three more tournaments, all the practicing. And the guy knows Augusta National like the back of his hand.
For sure.
I do believe he'll obviously go to Augusta and practice and be ready. The short game is going to be so key at Augusta, as it always is. But the short game is what saved him at Torrey.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he even said he was uncomfortable chipping off those lies. It was the first time he had chipped off those kind of lies. So he's not going to be that uncomfortable chipping off lies at Augusta. So I can see where you're excited for Augusta. I can see where your expectations are high. I would also love to see him play well at Augusta. I think it would be one of the greatest stories ever if he could make that happen.
For sure. When we're talking about Augusta, though, and we were talking, you know, 5 minutes ago about golf courses with a little bit of forgiveness off the tee, done. That's why I'm like, Augusta. It's the most forgiving golf course off the tee out of the next 5 tournaments that he would be playing.
Right.
So that's why I say Tiger can win the Masters. His iron play is still better than 95% of the players out there. His short game's unbelievable. Let's get that putter going and just a little improvement on the driver, and we got some T-dub victories.
Yep, so let's get him in. So we got Genesis this week. Well, we will see Tiger for sure. Hopefully we'll get a commit to the Honda Classic because it's right here in our backyard. We'll be able to go watch Tiger play in person, which I haven't seen Tiger play in person in a long time.
Yeah, no, 13. 13. When he won the Players is when the last time I saw him.
I saw him in 13 in Doral.
Nice.
That's the last time I saw him, and he won that as well, too. So we're good luck.
Yeah, we got to go.
We good luck. So if he plays the Honda, we absolutely have to go.
I'll be there.
So I'm calling for maybe make the cut this week. You're calling for 500 if it's like last year, top 30.
Yeah.
And we're hoping that Tiger has a good week. Congrats to Ted Potter Jr. See, Woo! We just did the same thing everybody else does. We talked about Ted Potter for about 4 minutes, and then we moved on to Tiger Woods.
Right, moving on. That was the whole plan today. But speaking of Honda Classic, follow me on Instagram, at Brian Golf, Brian with a Y. I have Honda Classic Bear Trap tickets to give away with the Gosling's Rum Bear Trap and Cobra Puma Village. So let's make that happen
nice.
For y'all.
So once again, it's at Brian, Bryan Golf. On Instagram, follow him and win your tickets to the Honda Classic, and we will see you there.
I think you've had enough.
Playing through.
No? Now you've had enough.
With Froggy, Brian Golf, and Wacker.
Oh, bitch.